You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
All right, y'all. Welcome to another Tiffany's Take. And this one is the last and final of our goal series. And I wanted to share some tips and tricks. Now, usually for Tiffany's Take, I answer your money questions. This one I just extended for an entire month. Somebody asked about goals. But feel free, if you want to ask your question, go to www.moneytalkwitht.com/ask Tiffany, and I'll be more than happy to answer for you. There's an option on there to do audio if you want your voice heard on the podcast, or you can just do text and send that in to me. And it's all anonymous unless you want me to say who you are. So feel free to ask me whatever you want. It's kind of like you get financial coaching over the air. All right. So let's get into this episode. So I wanted to give you just some tips and tricks to stick with your goals. Because at this point, if you haven't been following the goal series, we went over the first one was about values and goals, how that looks. The second one was about setting SMART goals, you know, the acronym SMART. If not, go back and listen. The third one was about organizing your goals. So short-term goals, long-term goals, how to organize them and get them ready for implementation. The next episode was about goal implementation and how that looks, how you play it into your budget. And then now we're looking at goal tips and tricks. So let's get into it. So to help you turn your wishes into reality, it's helpful to do different things to kind of make those goals real. Sometimes if they don't feel real, they're hard to stick to. So that's where your vision boards and stuff come into play, right? So I don't know how many of you all have vision boards, but they're really effective in visualizing your goals and making them real. So to give you an example, if buying a condo is your goal or buying a house, tape a photograph of a beautiful house or a beautiful condo onto your refrigerator, something that you have to look at every day, or maybe your bathroom mirror. And so that way you can see every single day, okay, this is what I'm going towards. This is what I'm trying to do. Another thing that I like to do with my goals is make them public. Like that's the whole reason I started. Well, one of the reasons I started the blog in the first place. When I started the Money Talk with Tiff blog back in 2017, it was to hold me accountable to be debt free by 30. Right. So if you are publicly telling people this is what I'm trying to accomplish, maybe it's over social media, maybe it's blogging, maybe it's podcasting, maybe it's just telling your spouse, your friends, your family, your kids, you know, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. If you make things public, it's better for you to stick to them because then you're thinking, oh, well, I told this person that I need to do it. Okay. So that's one strategy that I use in order to make it real and make it helpful. Another thing is affirmations. They're powerful things. And so I have affirmations like on my whiteboard in my office. I have some on my phone. Like it comes up with random ones periodically, every so often. I have some in my bathroom mirror sometimes. It just depends on what I'm trying to accomplish and where I'll be looking when I'm trying to accomplish those goals. So like, for instance, I have a lot of business goals and stuff in my office. I have a lot of financial ones in my bathroom or in my room, because I know that these are things that I'm gonna see every day. As far as like, let's say you're trying to lose weight or something, maybe you stick an affirmation or something on your refrigerator and you're like, I am healthy, you know? And so that's another strategy that you can use in order to stick to your goals. Another thing to stick to your goals is to start thinking of them in terms of how this gets you to the next goal. And let me make that easier to understand, because I'm like, if you're anything like, I just confuse myself. So for instance, let's say you're working on paying off debt, okay? Think about how I'm paying this one credit card off is fitting into your big picture, okay? So that's what I mean by making that connection. That's what I mean. So think about what connections these goals that you're working on makes. Like if your goal is to spend more time with your kids, what bigger goal connection does that make? Maybe it's to have a better relationship, right? So just think about how it fits into the bigger picture. And that's also important. Like, I learned that strategy from being in corporate in HR, because we want employees to feel like they're part of something bigger that makes them stick to it, that makes them stay at their job. When you don't feel connected to something, then you're not going to follow through with it. And so that's a strategy that I learned from my HR career, but make sure that it sticks to something. And that also goes back to our values conversation back at the first episode of this. And that's why I started with that first. So just something to think about. Oh, don't self-sabotage. A lot of people self-sabotage. So for instance, you know, maybe their thought, they're like, oh, I didn't get to put $25 in my investment account this month. What am I going to, like, I might as well just skip next month. I might as well just not do it. I'm always failing. I'm always this. Da, 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 da. Watch your self-talk, because your self-talk will get you in trouble sometimes. You definitely don't want to talk yourself out of things that you don't even know if it's real or not. Like, another example is, let's say you have a goal of earning more revenue in your business. If you're like, oh, nobody will ever pay me this amount for this service or what have you, then guess what? Nobody's going to pay you that amount for that service, you know? Or let's say your goal is to make more money. If you're like, oh, well, my manager will never give me a raise, then your manager will never give you a raise. So watch your self-talk and make sure that you're keeping it positive. Even when things don't go your way, like, trust me, y'all, I was on my journey to be debt-free by 30. I hit some rough spots up in there. I'm 31 now, and so I did not make it. Was I bummed out? Absolutely. But did I allow myself talk like, oh, I didn't make it, I might as well give up now, you know, I'm never going to get there, this is just too much, da, 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 da. No, I was like, you know, okay, well, since I didn't make it by 30, guess what? I'm making by 35, you know? And so don't be afraid to, even if things change or something happens drastic or what have you, you can always fix your goal to, you know, make it back realistic. Always go back to the SMART goals acronym. So sometimes, for instance, with my clients, if we're working on paying off credit card debt and, you know, we have it in our SMART goals, this is what we're going to, this is how much we're going to pay, this is what we're going to do it by, we have it down to a T, and then boom, an emergency happens. Well, guess what? We just go back to the goal and we tweak it to make it more realistic. So, you know, maybe it might be disheartening at first, like, oh, I'm not going to be debt free by June, but I'll be debt free by November, you know, that type of thing. So just realize that even if you don't get your goal, you can always tweak it and make it a new goal. It's fine. It's not the end of the world. And honestly, it's a good thing that you're even doing it. Okay. Like, even though I didn't make it to debt free by 30, I had a lot of fun in the process. Okay. And when I say fun, you know, let's use that lightly. Okay. But I had a lot of fun in the process. Like, I look back and I said, well, dang, Tiffany, you got a lot accomplished, you know, at the end of the day, even though I didn't make my original goal, I got a lot accomplished in the meantime. And I had a lot of fun doing it. And I was glad to share my experience with all of you. And so now I'm just like, well, I just move it to 35 and all is well. And so just keep a positive mindset throughout this journey, and things will go better for you. I'm a firm believer in that. So anywho, that is all I have for you for the tips and tricks when sticking to your goals. If you need help with any of this stuff, y'all, this is what I'm here for. I am an accredited financial counselor. AFC is the acronym. I am here to help you make goals, pay off debt, come up with debt payoff plans, savings, buying houses. I've helped people with a ton of different goals. And so if that's something that you struggle with and you need help, hit me up. Please don't suffer in silence. So go to my website, moneytalkwitht.com/ask Tiffany, in order to ask your question. And then while you're there, go ahead and shoot me an email on the contact page and let me know that you need help with your goals and we can set something up. Or you can hit me up on social media. I'm at Money Talk with T everywhere. And I respond to all of my DMs. So as long as it's not spam. So definitely hit me up and I can absolutely help you. This is what I do all day, every day. I've helped at least 50 people by now get their stuff in order. And so I can definitely help you. Well, that is all I have. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your year. January was all about goals. February is going to be something different. I'm not going to tell you now, but make sure that you tune in so that way you know when the time comes. And follow me on all the social media platforms because I put a lot of stuff out there too. Every platform's different. Follow me everywhere. All right, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.